DJ Laz Morning Show hit the new hits 97.3 4th of July weekend. Kimmy and I got to sit with Demi Lovato yesterday.
Yes.
And a bunch of listeners having breakfast. A lot of great things. Here's a little clip. How's it going, baby?
How's it going?
First of all, you look stunning.
Thank you.
And let me tell you what I did not realize.
Huh.
Okay. I knew you had a lot of Lovatics. But damn, when I showed up here this morning, they were camped outside the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Like tents and hanging out. And I pulled up and I'm like, they're like, is Demi in there? I'm like, no, not at all. No.
Amazing. Yeah. I am really, really thankful to have such awesome, dedicated fans, and they get a little nuts, but it's the best. I'm nuts, so it's great.
Well, that's a perfect thing then.
Yeah, it's great.
We have some listeners, obviously, and they've been Instagramming us to have breakfast with you and to hang out with you and all of these great things. And when I got the chance to talk to a couple of them, I asked, you know, so what do you love about Demi, though? Like, what is so special about Demi Lovato? And so many of them had the same thing to say, and it was like, she's just so real. You know, and that is something though that is, I think, has come through over, like, especially like the last few years, is you've really just started to own who you are as a woman. Mm. And flaws and all, and that just makes you so relatable. I mean, I have to ask you though, coming up in the industry as somebody who obviously started off, you know, child star, Disney, all of those things. Mm-hmm. You know, when did you just say, forget it, I just have to be who I am?
I think I've always had this mentality of just being myself. Mm-hmm. And not caring what people think. Of course, when you are in your teen years, mm-hmm, you care a little bit more. And then you get in your 20s and you stop caring as much. And I think, like, once I went to treatment and everyone knew my dirty laundry, I was like, mm-hmm, well, like,
right, that is what it
knows
is
now.
Yeah. Right.
So there wasn't any more secrets, and it really helped me kind of become my own person. And I always just, like, I never understood the purpose of anybody being fake. And to this day, like, I can't, if you're fake, like, you'll see it on my face.
Yeah,
like,
can't mess with
I
you.
I don't like you.
Right.
So being that person, I can't even imagine why people do it.
And let me tell you something. I've been on the radio down here a long time. Real recognized real.
Exactly.
And it is so true. When somebody walks in and you see them and then you're like, okay, this interview is going to suck.
Yeah, and my face, here's the problem. My face,
you wear it all,
shows it all. Yeah.
Me and you are two peas in a pod, my friend.
Wait a minute. Yeah. That just seems to be a common denominator in this studio right now.
Like, if I meet somebody, like another, like, artist or like a friend's girlfriend, and they're like, so fake, you see it on my face, I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, I gotta move. I gotta get the hell out of
here.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Hey, Demi Lovato is hanging out on the DJ Laz Morning Show. Now, we have basically moved everything to the side and given you the entire hour to do you. Okay,
cool.
We're definitely going to talk about your new song.
Yes.
Which has something that I love, by the way.
A little scandal.
It's written on her face right now.
For sure.
The grin is literally from ear to ear. Like, yes, let's talk about it.
All I know is Wilmer's one lucky okay? Wilmer, I love you, dog. I love you. I got
Me
the party.
Too, I love you.
I got the party with your boy in Cancun. We were doing a gig together.
He's a good party buddy.
Awesome.
He's really good though, because he supports my sobriety. So when he actually doesn't ever drink that much. So whenever he never drinks around me, because he just knows.
So he respects that. And that, see, that's how you know somebody really respects you as a person.
Totally.
And loves you as a person.
And he's like, I went through enough partying in my 20s.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, same, but I was a teenager. that it works. It fits. And he, like, once I've gotten more comfortable with it over the past few years, so sometimes people will be like, hey, can we do a toast? He's like, hey, baby, they want to do a shot. Can I do a shot? I'm like, you do you.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm, go for it, baby. But he'll never get drunk in front of me.
Can you do me a favor? Can you and Wilmer just move on down to Miami and give couples here in South
some
LA
counseling.
Oh my God,
a
you
little
know what?
Hope for the
we
future?
We would totally... Well, I don't know if we've never talked about moving to Miami, but,
Look, she's like, babe, we just bought a house.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll talk about it.
Yes, we will, baby. But first, we got to play your new song, Cool for the Summer, right here on the new hits 97.3.